Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio and Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, we got a heck of a show. I got my co-host in the building, Miss Lisa Story. They are on the way. Man, I want to say welcome. Lisa Story, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, Sean. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, we got an esteemed show. We will be able to give some intel, some IT advice, some intellectual advice. I mean, you know, being a part of this new business, I'm not going to waste any time because I respect these two gentlemen. I mean, they're doing good things in the community. They're doing good things in the tech world. They're doing good things in the music world. So, ladies and gentlemen, first off, I must give it up to my little brother of the Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. I want y'all to give it up for my dog, my 7-8-figure brother. Y'all give it up for Mr. Mike Jones in the building of Digital Mind State. What's up, Mike Jones?
How you doing there, bro? How are you feeling?
All right. It's blessed and highly favorite, man. How you doing? You know, I'm blessed. We're on Apple TV right now. We on Android right now. And what else we Roku, watch out now. We in it to win it.
Yes.
So where you at right now, Mike?
I'm here, lovely Los Angeles.
Okay. And I don't want to give my other brother any disservice because we are proud enough to have him on the phone all the way from I'm going to let him tell me where he's from. You know, I like to give, man, you know, Talent Gates, Talent Gates is in the building, artist extraordinaire, got a hit song. We're going to play it live, going Universal Live today on all the platforms. So at least a mil plus will hear this song today. Hey, Talent, what's going on with you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, family? Hey, man, thank you so much, Sean, man, for inviting me on the show, man. I am excited to be on the show today, man. And, hey, I just want to get on the show, man, and just let the people know what's going on with me.
All right. Well, tell the people where you're from.
All right. So a lot of people wouldn't know where I'm from. I'm from a small town out of South Carolina. It's called Great Falls. But that is really like 10 minutes from Charlotte, North Carolina. So you can say Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Sound like a plan. So the reason why, and you're an artist and you got a hot single coming out. So that's the reason why you're on the line today, because we like to bless people with our strong, like I call stronger guests and big guests just getting involved. Just on the phone with you, you're going to learn a lot today because I'm a shoot. So you know how this works. Before we put you on the hot seat, we're going to give, you know, you're going to get a brief tutorial on Mr. Mike Johns and, you know, Digital Mind State. And then we're going to come to you, and then we're going to put you on the hot seat, and then, you know, the rest of the sister and everybody going, and y'all get ready. We're about to go in. So,
okay.
First, starting off with you, can you give us a little bit of definition on Digital Mind State?
Yeah, absolutely. In short, the short version is that DMS is a creative agency. We service clients such as iHeartRadio, T-Mobile, Samsung. There's a host of others out there. Radio One is another one, but we really focus in with startups who are really trying to establish growth. So our big play is really growth. Tech is only as good as the people that use it, and we really accelerate that.
Okay, for some people that may have rode the little yellow bus, can you take us back from urban rural wireless to now? You know, give a detailed account to the process and how it started. What made you integrate to step up and broaden your game that now that you're definitely someone that has to be reckoned with in the IT world, in digital world?
Absolutely. So basically, I guess the best way to answer this is number one, back in the day, I got into the space from the days of ringtones, and that was the first company called Urban World Wireless, where we focused in on creating content that would be distributed on the mobile carriers. So if we go back to the days of T-Mobile Sidekicks, way before the iPhone, if you remember that, there was a T-Mobile Sidekick. That was my entryway into the game on a grand level, because we were creating content that would be featured on the device, and it was all branded content. So started off with a roster of about three people that went out to about 50 plus, made a lot of headways with that company, and then that dissolved to then, it should have been sold, to be honest, had a reality lesson, didn't sell. However, I still kept all of our agreements, dissolved a lot of the portions of what we did then to now create a new company called Digital Mindstate. And then there we became, you know, that's where it morphed into individual play combined with becoming an agency. And so iHeartRadio played a big role in first branding us as an agency.
Sounds like a plan. That's very informative. So when you say service, the iHeart component, how does that work?
So before iHeart, we got in the space at an early stage before iHeart really went full throttle with podcasts. So one of our shows, Tech This Out, was actually among the first that became this novelty. It's like, okay, portions of it is on-air radio, and then the other will have it sit on our websites. Bob Pittman, the founder, was really big on the future of radio will be governed by mobile phones. And then he raised the bar even further by saying that radio will be ultimately podcasts. And those things, they've been at the forefront and put it into fruition. And we've played a good role in that. So our content, our first product offering was Tech This Out, that became featured on iHeart, made its wave, and since then has been syndicated on other platforms.
Okay. Okay, Talon, do you see where we're going with this?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we'll make sure. So, Mr. Mike Johnson,
mm-hmm.
I would like to ask you this question. How would artists such as Talon Crates, and we're going to get back into him shortly, how could he benefit from being connected with a person of your stature, Mr. Mike Johnson?
I'd have to say the first thing is growth. As I noted earlier, growth. So there are selected artists that I work with, or the company I work with, we'll vet that process. Number one, they do have to have a budget of some sort, because I don't really work in the new artist arena too tough, but they pay for a service of accelerated growth. And that is, hey, I want to be featured on the greatest, you know, the latest and hottest playlist, whether it's Spotify, iHeart, what have you. I need to increase my social media numbers. I need shows. I need placement. Hey, I'd love to be able to, I want to be a brand, and I want to be diversified across the board, not just making music, because it's music is only an appetizer. The full course meal is your brand. So we do all that.
Nice, nice. Okay, back to you, Talon. Talon Crates, tell us a little more about yourself, and how did you decide that you wanted to be in the music industry?
All right. So I started doing music at at a young age, of course, you know, growing up in church. And when I turned 16, I really, really, really got into it. I did my first tour over in Europe. And then they kind of inspired me to, when I went to Europe, I kind of seen it firsthand. I was able to do the tours. I was able to see how it was to stay in different hotels. I was able to see how it is to do soundstage and do the music, the sound checks and all that right there. So it kind of inspired me to do music. After that, I kind of ventured off and graduated high school, and I went to Full Sail University down in Orlando, Florida. I went for entertainment business. So I got my bachelor's degree in 2 years because I wanted to know the business behind music. And my career has just been phenomenal because of the business. And I know a lot about business by being young. I just turned 29, so from graduating at a young age for a degree at 20 years old, it just kind of, you know, kind of helped me to understand the industry and where to put my foot to and what to do during those times of getting it out there.
Okay. Well, at this time, gentlemen, you know, since I have the young version and senior version of Mike and yourself, Justin, we always do this each and every week. And just, you know, like, go back and see where it all started from. So we're going to play part of this song. Then we want to come back and get both of you's opinion on this song and what does it mean to you as we reflect on the past and the present. You and tune to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. All right, here we go.
I'm
listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, where I have my man, Talon Craig, in the house, along with Mike Johns of Digital Mind State. Gentlemen, when you hear that song, can we start with you, Mike? What does that song mean to you? One of y'all got a lot of static in the background.
Might be me, sorry.
Now make me start hazing, Q. Yeah, this is better now. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. It's better now. I can hear you now.
Right.
Okay.
I was just on hold for about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Hello?
I'm joking. I'm
can
joking.
You hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so what that song mean to you, Mike Johns?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that song, what does it mean? What do you take from that song?
That you just had planned?
Back down memory lane.
What,
yes,
what's
sir.
The first thing that come? Childhood. That was like, that's some OG. That's an OG song. I remember like my cousin's older. And that came at a time when we, you know, as Jamaicans, we was just getting assimilated with the culture here. And I just remember my older, that was they grew.
Okay. Tell us something about Jamaica. You say you're Jamaican, right?
All day.
And can you give us insight on that? All day. Okay, when they say Jamaican and Haitian, can you give us a difference? Is it a difference or no difference?
A difference between what?
When they say people say Jamaican, I'm pretty sure it's Jamaican. Then it's Asian. Jamaican is the culture pretty much the same between the two?
No, Haiti is its own. That's a country. So they,
yeah, I know
they
it's
would
a
be that would
yeah,
be
people
like,
just say Haitian.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Right.
They speak
okay.
French. We speak English. As far as an island, you know, you're a product of the land. So the land features of Haiti is a little bit different than the features of Jamaica. So they have certain things that Jamaica doesn't have. Jamaica has certain things that they don't have. As a people, as that which represents from the islands, whether you're from Grenada, Trinidad, Jamaica, of course, there's going to be some commonalities, just like the American black, whether you're from Texas, Ohio to Florida. Let's just say Texas to Florida, there's commonalities, Atlanta included. So to me, you know, I think a bigger question would be, what are the differences between the Jamaican and the American black? Maybe that would be a question.
Okay, all right. Shoot, since you just mentioned it, Neo, go ahead. We live. I like to stand and watch you talk because you speak prophetically, Mad Face, and people don't know that I call you that. And that's just a sequence of events because documentation be conversation. We always know that. So can you take it? That's a better question, sir. How would you determine to answer that question?
Well, I said,
what are the different traits?
Right here, the difference is chopping down sugar cane versus picking cotton. Ooh, that's deep. Because if we remember our history, when you came to the before they even got to America, you were in the island. And it was there was a certain level to pick, not taking anything away from cotton because that's a hard job. But did you know how thick sugar cane is? To chop that down for hours and hours, that's a different beast. And so, if we remember our slave times, the ones that wouldn't conform are the ones that stayed on the island. The ones that conformed are the ones that would go to the mainland.
Wow.
That tells you a lot about the pedigree. That tells you a lot about the pedigree. The ones that were conformed that would say, yes, the master, his name might be Kunta Kinte, then he gets to come to the Americas. We have to... You know, Haiti was the home of where slave revolts before America, before Nat Turner, the islands had been getting popping. We had got that popping way back before then. The Haitian slave revolt had it that Americans never wanted that type of slave revolt to happen on American soil. So I give a major shout out. I take it more serious than the frat because the first independence of black people was through Haiti.
Mm.
For all of them. for the new world, way before Omega Psi Phi would have ever even been thought of. It was Haiti and the fact that the general was able to defeat Napoleon. That's how far back we go. So even before we talk about black fraternities and black masons, you have to know, you have to have the DNA.
Watch out now. Uh-oh. Lisa, you want to come here and see the story? I said, you ready? I guess he's warming up for the hot seat now, ain't he? All right, so before we... go ahead, Lisa. What were you about to say?
You know, back in the day, and how you doing, Mike, by the way? Hello.
How you doing?
Back in the day, you know, we as all people of color used to be one, black people with darker skin. And I went to New York this year for the first time and, you know, visited some areas, and I met an older gentleman. He was probably 90, maybe 91. And he kind of explained basically what you just said, Mike, you know, the differences. But back in the day, everybody used to not separate and say, hey, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this and that. They were all just one black culture. And that's when, you know, the black culture was winning at that time. And then all of a sudden it became all these separations. Because if you go to Miami now, a Haitian person is going to make sure you know that they're not you. And, you know, different places, and Dominicans as well, they all separated, and they kind of gave, like with the Dominicans and the other people of color, they gave them, in Panama, they said, hey, you just say you're Latino instead of black, and it's a better chance for you, which is part of the separation that lost a lot of footage in this country for as far as us moving ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
I could chime in all day. I'm going to disagree with you respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I say respectfully, and here's why I'm going to disagree. One, before there's color, you're a human. The nature of man to begin with has always been there. The evil has always been there. So the European man, wherever country you would name, he was already in division with his own kind, be it the French, be it the British or England, as it would be called, Russia. They already had turmoils internally amongst themselves. That's the nature of man. The continent Africa also had turmoils within itself. Man, the natural nature of man will be there's a ruler and then there's a servant. There's the have and there's the have-nots. The best way to really tell you that story of what you just said is look at the island of Hawaii. And even before it got colonized to become an America, the native people on this island would have its own hierarchy system and ranking. That's always been, that's just the nature of man. So to say, look how big Africa is. So even in with Africa, there's going to be different shades, different colors, different builds. A West African person is different than a North African, different than a West African, different than a South African, and it's different than a Central Africa. So already we have those differences, tribal differences, the Ashanti tribe versus the Xhosa tribe. There was always going to be clashes of war. But to your point, when you said the divisions, or you know, when you're talking about now you have the Dominican Republic, and there's a difference between the Dominican Republic and the island of Dominica, because that's also in the Caribbean, and most American blacks don't even know, or Americans as a whole don't even realize that there's two different places. But once you start to inject different bloods, right? So the Dominican Republican would be a mix of the DR would be the Spaniards, the Native, and then the Africans. Whereas Haiti, which is also the whole island is really Haiti, but it's divided Haiti and DR, that would be African 100%. It's almost like for the American black, you guys would probably know the name Geechee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that word?
Yes, I do.
Right, most definitely.
That was mm-hmm. a pure black outside of the Carolinas. Why? Because he wasn't his culture was preserved, whereas the other slaves, then there was raping and there was other things that happened where when you look at the Geechies, they are still in their native form, in their natural form. They would be the gateway before the American black. If you ever look at the features of the American black versus the African, it's a little bit different. It's changed over 400 years, much like the Chinese has changed versus the Chinese American. All of them have changed. That's the melting pot of America.
Wow. That is so deep. And before I get off tangent, I just want to know, Talon Crates, you hear that? You hear that, young man? Because you're the baby of the bunch right now on the phone, and we're about to get into your single. I'm gonna let you introduce your single, but prior to this, before we do that, what do you think about that song "Back Down Memory Lane" to now what you just heard, sir?
You guys can still hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. All right, so yeah, so when I think about that song you just played, "Back Down Memory Lane," meaning Ripleton. I mean, we're talking about 1979. And then when you're talking about 1979, you're talking about soul. You're talking about a new life. I mean, I understand that the point about slavery and difference between Haitians and Jamaicans. And shout out to all my Sapases and all my Jamaicans. But that song reminds me of how much culture has grown, you know. And in 1979, you got Dr. Martin Luther King, you got Michael Jackson, you got the Funkadelic, you got all these cats that are coming out that are paving the way for artists like myself. And, you know, when I hear it from 1979, like, geez, I was born in 1990, you know, and, you know, just listening to my granddad used to play that, you know, used to play those music. And I'm from the South. So South Carolina, you know, and, you know, slavery, you know, the Revolutionary War was fought here, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But it's like when granddad used to go out to his shed and he used to play that. And I see my granddad as a black man who has a boat in his yard. He has a truck in his yard. And he's that black standard man, you know, and just that soul of that music, which has birthed the economy, which has birthed our era now, you know, me being 29 years old. And I always relate back to Minnie Riperton. You know, and it's something that it does to me as an artist, because it keeps us grounded. You know, it keeps us grounded, even though we can take music to a whole nother level. But it keeps us grounded and it relaxes us and it gives us a positive mindset. And it is Black History Month, so I have to give tribute and give, you know, my thanks to all the Black African Americans who came before us, you know, who paved the way for us in music and in history, period. Of course, we know that Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday was last month. So, you know, back in 1979, you know, it was just so much history when you hear that song, and it's so much unity, it's so much,
right.
Uh-huh. It's so much more with the soul. Yeah. So I'm not gonna get long winded with it, Sean. But yeah, that it speaks depth into my music, man. It does.
Okay. So Lisa Stewart and Mike Johns, I want them to hear this hit that you have, and what inspired you to write this song, Luxury?
All right. So I titled it Luxury because, you know, growing up, I didn't have a lot of things. You know, my mom was a single parent. She raised four kids by herself. And so, you know, when I started busting my butt, you know, and working and getting the things that I thought was luxury, you know, the luxury is defined by what you think is luxury, not what the world thinks is luxury. I think riding my Cadillac that's 1964 or 1971 Cadillac, you know, that I think is luxury to me, or either wearing Dolce & Gabbana or wearing Gucci, that I think is luxury to me. So when I wrote the track, I wrote it because I'm able to afford it, I'm able to put it on, I'm able to rock it. And hey, it's a luxury lifestyle now that I'm living. Hey, I'm out of Dubai, I'm living a luxury lifestyle, to be able to take yachts. I'm blessed. I ain't gonna say that. I'm blessed. But, you know, just I wrote it off of who I was, and I'm just doing me. I'm just finally releasing who I am now. Luxury lifestyle, I like to live it. I love it. Luxury is love.
All right.
That's how I look at it.
All right. To my man Rodney Giles, all the way in Shreveport. All right. This is
shout
your guy.
Rodney.
We pinned him on. All right. Hi, Rodney. And, you know, I want you to know you're going to be in the house. They're going to create it. I want you to know, first, let me say this about this young other man on my phone, Mike Johns, Mad Face, a.k.a. of Omega Sci-Fi Digital Mind State. He holds no punches. And this is a branded opportunity for you. And we're going to make this work. And this is what we're doing. Lisa Stewart, she's a PR publicist. So I want you to know in her own right. So, sir, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage. Here we go.
Turn it down, I'm making it.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Man, Talent Cake, that was hot. Luxury is in the... I like that song, Luxury. All right, all right, all right. So we're going to get some intake. Lisa Shore, what you think about that song?
Man, I need to have that in rotation in my car. I feel like I can roll
Lisa.
In that. Roll with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mike Johns, Digital Mind State. What do you think about that song, sir?
You know what? I kind of agree with what Lisa was saying. It's a song that should be in rotation. He kind of remind me of Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first thing while I was over here. It kind of barked. It remind me of his flow. something like different, but you know, in the same ballpark. I like it though. It's original, and it, and like Lisa said, that's playlist. That's on rotation.
Okay. Hey, talent. So it looks like we're moving in the right direction. Ladies and gentlemen, around the country and around the world that is listening to Roku, Android, Apple TV, you heard it first right here on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. So with that, talent, what do you want to do with this song? I mean, what do you have plans for you and your brand? Now, you got two people on here. You can pick their brain, pick their minds. This is your time to shine. Any questions you might have for them, how you feel they can assist you in certain aspects of your career. Hey, it's your flow. Let's make it happen. You have the floor.
All right, appreciate it, Sean. Yeah, I definitely want to pick Mike's brain and Lisa's brain as well. I want to start with Mike though. Mike, I know you have been a Mongol, and I know that you've done your time with iHeartRadio, and man, just me being an artist out here, you know, trying to break this record, trying to get it started. And I heard you earlier when you mentioned that there's always a budget that is that needs to be upfront, you know, to break the record. So, you know, I'm at that point where it's like, hey, Mike, what's the budget? What we need to do to get this record going? Because I have a lot of I am really sincere with my music, and I love my music to death. Like that, it's in me, and I like to put my best foot forward to make sure that it gets the publicity that it needs. And man, I'm grateful and I'm thankful that Sean got you on the radio so that I'm able to talk to you today to see what my next step need to be to make sure that I can get this record out there. So what would you suggest?
Well, we just had some performances where I think there's some definitely tour dates that I think we could even add to this. But the first thing, you know, we could talk offline, but it would be to get this song bring the value to the song. So the value to the song is how do we go ahead and feature it on certain playlists so that we can put it there so that we can get a bite. So a Spotify playlist leads way into an iHeart playlist, leads way to a Pandora playlist. That coupled with some performances where if that's your title song, we have an event on the East Coast. Well, Dallas, Atlanta. So actually, Dallas, Atlanta, and the East Coast. There's three dates that could be critical for your development. As I noted, I was all about growth, and they're actually college shows.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. That's great. Yeah. That's great. It's great.
So if I saw,
your question,
you know, like, all right, look.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah,
go ahead,
so
Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
I would start off with wanting to see how his, you know, stage performance is. So, you know, I factor all that stuff in. A song in studio is different than a person performance. So the performance is what gets people to like you even more.
Right.
Versus the digital, hey, I just made this song in my basement and it sounds to be pretty good, but then I don't have a package presentation. You know, people like the Temptations, they put work, or the New Editions, they put work in their crafts. And so that's what I would want to see of you, where, hey, his performance equals why Lisa liked the song and said that they should be in rotation. I'm about the whole thing, and that's where we establish growth.
Gotcha. All right, Sean, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. You, and then you can actually.
All right, cool. All right, so yeah, Mike. A lot of my life has been surrounded from dancing, from break dancing to pop. And when you I'm not just saying this. When you see Chris Brown dance, you see me dance. When you see John Legend, Brian McKnight play the keys, you see me play the keys. I took a lot from Jamie Foxx growing up. He was like one of my idols that I looked at and I marked a long time. But you know, a lot of this is said, but when you see me do it live, it'll be a whole nother thing. So Mike, I'm excited,
right,
man. Hopefully we can get together and I can show you exactly what I'm talking about in person. And I do have a question for Lisa. Lisa, you still online, right?
I'm here.
She's on.
All right, cool. All right, Lisa. So my question is, as being an R&B singer, of course this track is more hip hop, slightly R&B, but I do want to give the women something that they can vibe to. So when I go to the studio and I get ready to create my next song, what will be one of the, what will be something that you want to hear in 2020 that that you think that one will love?
That's a good question. I think, you know, with the way music goes a lot these days, I think women would just like to hear a song that highlights them in just a positive way, because right now it's a lot of songs out there that's not, and that, they're not just coming from men, they're coming from women as well. So I think we need that theme song for the superwoman, because there's a lot of superwomen out here doing their thing. So
gotcha.
That's what I would kind of look for.
Okay, great. Awesome.
And let me just interject, piggyback behind Lisa, and one thing about songs that the women would like to hear, and when I hear what you mentioned to me earlier about your mom, I think, you know, we have, and Mike Johns can piggyback with me off this, when you talk about a single mother who had to make the transition, you know, to raise four kids on her own, that has value. And for you to tell a story, you know, to the song of like Tupac, Dear Mama, it needs to be another song that comes behind that that means have the same validity to mean that. Because I've seen with my mom, she's raised, you know, eight kids. I got seven siblings, and I'm like, hey, you know, one woman can raise. And I go back to something that I was at my Aunt Mamie's mother's funeral, my grandma's funeral, and it was her husband did a eulogy over them and said she had 10 kids. And it's a shame. One thing that will always remind me, while I always edify our Nubian queens, is one woman could raise 10 kids and 10 kids couldn't take care of one woman. Wow, that's powerful. That's the most powerful statement I've heard, and it just resonates with me. And, you know, I just feel if you just, you know, in the aspect, you know, letting a woman know how she feels and how much they are appreciated. And Mike Johns, you want to piggyback off that, but I just wanted to share that.
Absolutely.
How you doing, my mama?
I feel like I'm the bad guy here because Lisa made a point to begin with as she was talking about the black people, and I made my comment. And now I'm hearing what I've heard, such as Tupac, Dear Mama. And it makes me think about the song "Papa Was a Rolling Stone."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I say to Lisa, to Sean, and to you? Optics. We're so used to talking about women and children, but we don't talk about the pain of a man. So Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Well, we hear the story from Mama and the kids. Why was Papa a rolling stone? We don't ever hear that story. Why are there so many men that leave the female? We end up hearing the story as Daddy left us. Daddy left the woman, and now she had to find a job. And why? Why did he leave? Right. Because the same problem that happened then is the same problem that's happening today. If you look at black exploitation films of yesteryears, it's the same issue today. So I don't even, you know, that question, what's the song that you'd make for a woman? I'd also say, what's the song that you'd make for a man? Because typically the song that a man is hearing when he's smoking some weed, drinking something, and it's gangster rap, that's his gospel. See, that's the difference between the American black and the African when we started, because the songs of Africa, they don't even, love is hard. Unless we're talking Afrobeats in its newest form, we got too many other subjects to talk about.
Right.
So I don't I can give a damn about R&B music, but I am about the uplifting of a people. I definitely love in terms of the love between us as each other, but our narratives, you know, I love Akon, and he says it so well, the optics and the viewpoint. If we want the change, I don't need to sing about what does a woman need. I need to your brothers that are in pain that don't talk, right? Because men typically are inward. We don't talk like the female. Right. Female will tell Lisa will talk to her next girl, and then they don't even have boundaries. Whereas Sean will have a boundary. Mike Johns will have a boundary. It's just naturally in us. Maybe there's a song about that. Because once the man is in order, then she'll be in order. She'll be, when the man is in his place, then the woman will be displaced. she'll no longer be displaced.
You know what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Interesting.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I like when you have those signs. You hear it from both sides of the gamut. So this is good. This is called therapy. I like the process of having therapy. I wish I had my doctor, Little Glow, baby sis, on the phones, and because she would be very intrigued to talk to Mr. Mike Johns. I just love Little Glow was around the neck of the woods. You know that, Lisa. It'll be off the rockers. We're gonna set that up coming further. Oh, I love it. I love this synergy. Okay, so how do you feel about that? What you heard, John? Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh no, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so I'm loving it, man. I think Mike just spoke that is so real. Like a Papa's Rolling Stone. And you know what? One thing about my dad was my dad was a big time DJ. He was a big time DJ, so dad spent time on the road. So it's like now that I have a 1 year old daughter, it's like, you know, I try to balance my musical life and my time with my daughter being a dad at home. But of course dad was that crack hit the scene, and dad was really he really didn't know the experience that he was going to get from that, and it kind of took him away from being in the entertainment industry. But I look my dad in the face of the day and tell him, hey, I love you, dad. Whatever you do, whatever you've done before, it's in the past. But it helps me in my career to say, okay, this is what I need to do to be a great dad to my daughter. But also, I do want to say this: Omega Sci-Fi. Every man in my family is Omega Sci-Fi, and as soon as I get the chance.
Okay, sure. Hey, as soon as you do, you make sure you let me and Mike know, because we come to see you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We definitely gonna come see you.
I can't wait.
Absolutely.
So we're approaching in 2 days. I'm gonna let Talon jump off. No, we're gonna do this. You know, the wise and then the young lad. Okay, Mike Johns, you first. Okay, we've got 2 days, and I want you to say something special to that special young lady or the special young ladies that are in your life that we're doing, you know, a quote-unquote American, something that American cherishes, a Valentine. So it's a sweet, when you honor your sweetheart, the love of your life, your girlfriend, your mom, or your wife. Who's that one person you want to give a shout-out to, or you want to generalize the people or ladies in your life? What do you want to say to them right now? You can come out personally or out.
To Janir. Janir's she's in the kitchen cooking a bomb meal. Awesome woman. I love her to death. She's my rock. She's been with me. Get on my nerves. She's my rock. She's my rock. She's my love. Get on my nerves. She's my love. She's my friend. She's my best friend. She's the mother of my child. She's everything and all that, plus some curry goat. And all that.
Wow, nice. Okay, Talon, your turn.
I can't stop that. But I mean, as far as me, man, with my daughter and my mom and my girlfriend, you know, I just wanna show them how much I appreciate them, even though it's Valentine's Day, but I do wanna show them how much I appreciate them on this weekend to let them know how much I do care. And I just, you know, that is basically what I want to do.
Okay. Lisa, I know sometimes he treats you to your sweetheart or somebody out there. Lisa, you want to say something to him?
I do. Definitely want to give a shout out to my friend, partner, Iraq. This man has been there from day one. Want to definitely give a shout out to him and also my kids. But then you experience real love when you have kids, I think. It's just a pure love that can't be challenged ever, no matter what you go through. That's a commitment for life. So I definitely want to shout out to them.
I got another a cute dog that just walked in here, Mr. Sean Curly Fries. 9-5, he's in the building. Mike Johns, he's in the building. Curly Fries, since you just walked into the radio show, bro, you done bust into the studio. And we went for you got a favorite somebody you just want to give a shout out during Valentine's Day? And a couple of people you went to the last. Come on, Curly Fries, let America know what's going on with you.
Well, I mean, my Valentine wish and blessing is to everybody. It's to everybody. Love, peace, and happiness. You know, nobody in particular, just everybody. Let's embrace and let's move forward for the 2020. You heard me?
Church on the move.
Man, you know, the brush. Okay, well, I got, since we do got Mama Glow on the phone, she is in the building. So I just want to say, when I say look out for Valentine's Day, just to edify our queens, I just want to say, Mama, I love you. I thank you for raising all your nappy-headed children. I thank you for being the beacon of light and to all of us and accepting all the cues that came to the house. All, like you say, Mike John, all the Masons have been to the house that you have served and been a mother and a beacon of light. Just want to say, love you, Mama. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I know I'm across the country, but I will tell you a big hug. And also to, you know, just to tell you, if you know, if you've been special to me in a special way, I want a genuine flex. And to all the ladies that might not have that special somebody, I want y'all to know the men of Omega Psi Phi, we love you. We would do anything for you to make your day brighter and your burdens lighter. So with no further ado, it does me a heart. I'm
going to
give y'all a quick snippet.
Can I say something?
Okay, go ahead. Ahead,
real quick, because again, here's that paradigm shift. Valentine's Day is not just about women. Valentine's Day is about the man. It's equal.
Exactly.
So I can't just keep saying one way. The female got to give it up to the guys too, and the guys got to stop being programmed, and women too, where you want the shout out. Tell me, for the men that's on this phone, you want to feel special and hear that from your significant other. The same thing. So we can't just have the optics on the guy giving to the woman. It's a mutual thing. The Me Too movement got me thinking, shoot, it's Me Too.
Me Too, Me Too.
How about that?
That's right, Mike.
Don't fall for the politics. The female got, you know, just as much as my girl's over there doing what she's doing, she's one that's going to say, hey, I'm going to give you some flowers. I want to take you out to eat, because kings and generals got to get along.
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
Yeah. Who wants to take us? Yeah,
Mike, I'm going to invite you. We're doing a special show, a round table, and I need to have you on that show.
All good. I'm good. We're on it. I'm on it. I'd love to do it.
We're building. On the footnote, I just got to give just a snippet. All the ladies who's not out there, you know, I go by the name of the MC, Mac Dizzle. My daddy's in the building one time. That face curly fries. On behalf of the men of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Corporation, ladies, if you're lonely, the brothers of Omega Psi Phi, I want you to know that we're thinking about you. And if you know who you are and you're listening to this song, you know that you are special. We just want to let you know how much. So take 1 minute of this, and then we're going to come right back and close out. Ladies, we love you.
Something that I want to say, but words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. There's nothing that I'd rather do. Everything I need to know.
K-E-W-R-D-B.
Oh, I got my distinguished Cass County Dace, Mr. Mike John, Fifth Vermont State, and yours truly, Miss Big Sister Almighty Lisa Stewart in the building with Sean Curly Fries, a.k.a. Curly Fries, Q-Snap Fries, and Mama Glow always hope. What's good? What y'all think about that song, lady? Did y'all enjoy it? And fellas, did y'all enjoy, you know, I did that for you, Mike. I did that to let that young lady that's cooking and slaving in the kitchen for you and your little, I want her to know that, you know, let she know that, you know, she is your lady. That's right. And talent, you can play this back. It'll be up online tomorrow. So everybody around the country, around the world will be able to hear this interview. So, hey, we making some power moves. So how y'all feel? Mike? Mike John. Talon? Y'all still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Mike is still seeing his face right here. Mama says yeah, never be on the phone. Mike, are you still eating, Mike? Michael. He's on one right now. So tell him how you feel about it. You make sure you share this interview to all your crew, your staff, your team. But, you know, hey, we're going to work with you, bro. We want to see you succeed out here in the world. And definitely more than welcome to be a guest. Moving, you know, we pick up more listeners every week. Every week we're working in conjunction with Mike John's iHeart. I mean, it's about to go down. And we're doing Dash. We're part of all of it.
Oh, yeah, son, man. Hey, I'm following you, man. I got a couple listeners listening in for this interview, man. So you know, we all enjoying it, man. I thank you for the opportunity let me get on the air, man, and just tell my story.
It's a girl.
I love it.
Hey, we love it. You come back and tell your story again. So Lisa, want to give us your tag. Give us your tag. We're about at that time. Close. Give me your power 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, you know I'm at Celebrity Teen Scene on Instagram. Hashtag Celebrity Teen Scene.
Celebrity Teen Scene.
Yep.
It's Celebrity
Teen Scene.
Teen Scene.
Like teenagers, like teen, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Talon, what's your tag? Give everybody your tag. Instagram, social media, what's your tag?
All right. So my tag on Instagram is going to be Talon. That's T-A-L-E-N. Last name, Great. G-R-A-D-E-S. Once again, that's Talon. T-A-L-E-N. Great. G-R-A-T-S. That's on every social media outlet. And Apple Music, Spotify. Pandora, everything.
All right, sound like a plan. Mike Johns, are you still on? Mike, he's on his left. Well, Mike Johns, Digital Mind State, you can find him at digitalmindstate.com or digitalmindstate.net. I know he's eating something like that. I will haze him later. With no further ado, it's been a real pleasure having y'all on the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Tell a friend where you've been, and, you know, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Y'all pray for Kobe's family, loved ones. I just want to say, hey, you know, we didn't get the chance to go into the state of Black America, but, you know, we had some synergy. So with no further ado, I got to do this like this. You know, hey, we still the bros. Real, much love and respect. See y'all next Wednesday.
This is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale will be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, skip dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dog. Nasty dog.
Atomic dog. Atomic dog.
When I'm out there walking the street,
I'm
complete.
But a dog.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, bow wow, yippee yo, bow wow. stop.
I feel like that world must start. Chase the cat. Look what the dog in me.
Look what the dog in me.
I must